Some of Alaska's small boat fishermen may have to carry an onboard observer in the near future. The federal government is restructuring its fishery observer program to better monitor bycatch on larger vessels, but the proposed rules would also include boats under 60 feet for the first time. Fishermen in southeast Alaska are concerned about the cost as well as the practicalities of hosting an observer on vessels that are often short on space as it is. From KFSK in Petersburg, Matt Lichtenstein reports.
The North Pacific Fishery Management Council is considering several options to revamp its observer program, which is administered by NIMS, the National Marine Fisheries Service. NIMS primarily uses observers to record and manage bycatch in federal fisheries. For the most part, small boat owners have not had a deal with the program because observers have not been required on vessels less than 60 feet in length. They're also not required on any halibut boats. The proposed changes could affect federally managed halibut and groundfish vessels of all sizes across the state.
The observer program I speak of, to a great degree, we're speaking about a program that has not had a big direct impact on southeast Alaska. It's had a huge impact on the Gulf of Alaska, Bering Sea.
That's Martin Lefled with the Alaska Fisheries Science Center in Seattle. He directs fisheries monitoring and analysis for NIMS. Lefled and his deputy director, Patty Nelson, recently visited Petersburg and Sitka to meet with fishermen and look at some of the small boats that make up most of the southeast fleet. They gave Petersburg Vessel Owners Association members and others an overview of the proposed changes to the observer program, which has been in place for 20 years.
So why are we looking at this 20 years afterwards? It's still going, but I guess a way to phrase it is it's kind of time for more than a tune-up. It's time for a major service. The things had problems that were identified at the beginning. The council is looking at this now as a priority issue for them to get after. And some of the problems we've had out there have reached a point that they can't be ignored.
In a problem statement last fall, the North Pacific Council pointed to several issues, starting with the lack of observer coverage for the halibut fishery as well as for groundfish boats less than 60 feet, which represent a large part of Alaska's fleet. The council also raised concerns about some vessels that already have to carry observers. While boats over 125 feet have observers on board 100% of the time, boats 60 to 125 feet long only have to have coverage 30% of the time. That leeway has led to problems, according to NIMS monitoring program staff, Deputy Director Patty Nelson.
Managers have never had the responsibility to place observers where and when they would like to. That decision has been up to the fishing vessels themselves, unless, of course, there's 100% coverage. But for those vessels with less than 100% coverage, the decision is up to the fishing vessel, and they work directly with the contractor.
And according to the council, the lack of NIMS control over that decision can jeopardize the reliability of the data. There are several options on the table for funding the new program, but for smaller boats, all of the alternatives require a 2% fee based on fishermen's landings. NIMS has not yet detailed the percentage of the fleet they hope to cover, nor how many boats will have to take observers. Small boat owners and halibut fishermen in Southeast have a variety of concerns about being included in the observer program. Cost is a big one, considering the substantial decline in halibut catches. Another significant problem is the lack of space on many smaller boats. Julianne Curry is director of the Petersburg Vessel Owners Association. Right now, Curry thinks her members and other fishermen around Southeast have a mix of views on the proposal.
It really depends on the individual. A lot of them are completely opposed to this, don't want an observer on their vessel, don't understand the point because they believe that they participate in a clean fishery. And they don't want to have the big brother aspect, nor do they want to have to pay the fee to help fund the program. And then you've got other guys who think, you know, perhaps we do need better fisheries data, and, you know, you've got guys who would be happy if there was a camera on every vessel. And people are all over the board on this issue. So until the initial review comes out, I think, you know, we'll have people on all sides, but it'll give them a better understanding of which direction they want to go.
The council will review a staff report on the issue this June in Sitka, and the council may make a decision on the plan next October. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.